Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have NCR Voyix's very own Doug Brown. He is here giving us their 2024 trends to watch for credit unions. And the three that we covered out of the six were financial fitness initiatives, AI, and payments taking center stage. So really good stuff here from Doug. So I hope you check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on the program today, look who we have back in the studio, back in our virtual studios, Mr. Doug Brown from NCR Voyix. Doug, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Mike. Good to be with you today.
Hey, and happy holidays to you and your family as we dive into this time of the year. And so hope everyone's well in your neck of the woods, sir.
We are, and same to yours.
Good, good. Yes, we are. Yeah, we are on the launch pad, as they say. So yeah. So hey, before we do, because today we're talking about 2024 trends to watch for credit unions, and there's about six of them, and we'll talk about three of them. But before we get into those trends, I want to talk about the NCR's kind of their newish name, because I introduced you as NCR's Voyix, Doug Brown. So what's the basis or the foundation of Voyix? I want to get that out of the way here really quick.
Sure, Mike. So NCR did, in fact, split itself into two separate companies now. We are NCR Voyix, which is all of our software businesses that do digital banking. It does our self-checkout and retail, and it does our restaurant business for ordering and fulfillment.
Oh, wow.
So that's all software businesses. That's what Voyix is.
Okay.
Then we have a sister company, NCR Atleos. They run the legacy ATM business and ATM network. On Voyix, though, the significance is that the three commonalities of digital banking for credit unions and community banks and restaurants and self-retail is you've got a customer journey that usually involves a digital component as well as a physical component. And so the three similarities is for Voyix, it's the customer voyage at the intersection of digital and physical. So that's the significance of the meaning. And yes, we are a new company with new colors. We're now purple instead of green. And NCR Voyix is how you'll hear us in 2024.
All right. I would want to know the story behind that. So we appreciate the backstory there. All right. Good deal. Good deal. Well, congrats on all the new branding and the new names and all that good stuff. So, and it's certainly going to bode well for you guys in 2024, as we're going to be talking about now, some trends that we're going to be talking about here. But before we get into the trends, Doug, I mean, how did you guys come up with these? Because obviously a lot of them have really kind of percolated to the surface in 2023, and it sounds like they're going to hit even stronger in 2024. But how did you guys decide on these, or how did you guys come up with them?
Well, Mike, the good news is I've got a pretty active voting base of customers. I've got 24 million end users on our platform. We've got over 800 institutions, so we hear top of mind from all levels of the institution about what's going on in the minds of members and the strategies that they're all employing. And so these trends really represent the are curating and discussing these, and then looking at both feedback from them, looking ahead on things that could impact these trends and accelerate them. And that's how we landed on. We think these six are very representative of what should be top of mind amongst every major credit union community bank today.
I'm doing my research and going over them. You guys are spot on with these for sure. So let's dive right in here. Again, we're going to cover three of the six, and the other six we'll put a link in the show notes so you guys can get right to the entirety of it all on your own time. But for time's sake today, I'm going to do the number one here. Community institutions, credit unions. In this case, we're talking credit unions here. Will prioritize financial fitness initiatives, and this all kind of has to do with the economy, right, Doug? Mm-hmm. So I mean, this is kind of a segueing into 2024 of what we've experiencing in 2023, probably even more so because there's still a lot of uncertainty in the economy heading into the new year.
Yeah, this one, Mike, is a personal passion of mine too, in particular. You know, we're seeing financial anxiety off the charts right now. It's you look below the headlines and it's bad and getting worse, I think, is the issue. You see this in rising debt levels. I just read today in the journal about, you know, it doesn't make sense to buy a house anymore is the headline. And it's just like something that fundamental is causing, you know, a lot of panic. And so if you look at society today by the demographic levels, it's like the boomers and some of Gen X are doing okay. That's about one third.
Yeah.
But the other two thirds of us are living paycheck to paycheck. We are not achieving goals. We feel like we're falling further behind. So this anxiety problem is what ties into wellness. And I think that's where the credit unions in particular have a unique base of trust with members to help guide them and advise them. So it's really about cracking the code to finding the relevant way to deliver wellness and people feel, you know, more sane about everything, so they're listening. Because once they stop, they stop losing their sanity around it. They stop listening to things, and then behaviors get worse, not better.
Right. Right. So, and yeah, nothing good happens in panic mode. That's for sure. So yeah, to have peace of mind in this area is huge. And again, like you said, credit unions can really step up in this area big time, as they have this year and then going into next year as well. I want to get to number two here, because this is something that really took off in 2023, and it's going to be even more so next year, I believe, and more AI use cases will emerge. And we all saw the advent of ChatGPT kind of took over the world here and so many other people. Now, ever since then, it was about this time last year when ChatGPT really took hold of our lives. I think 2024 is going to be the year of AI big time. So, and you guys know this better than most. So share with me, more AI use cases will emerge. What's this one all about?
Well, the artificial AI, the promise is, Mike, right, we can at scale now deliver things like, let's go back to the wellness theme. How do I personalize for Mike prescribing a diet, if you will, a financial diet that keeps you healthy, gets all the nutrition you need, though, because you might be a runner or a kayaker or whatever you choose to do. But I want to achieve those goals, right? And so in order to do that for every member at every credit union, we need a mass technology platform that allows that. And AI complemented real-time data and cloud-managed services is the way we're going to tap that. So AI, I think, does a couple of key things. It is going to devise a personalized level of engagement for all the members. It's going to do it in a cost-effective, scalable manner. And then there's a lot of use cases within the institution that's going to help with automating and making just more efficient delivery of these things, so that we take wasted time out of the cycle and get to point of member much more aggressively. So AI has got all that transformative power to do that in a very meaningful way. And we're exploring a lot of use cases to untap that. Mm-hmm. But I will say there's a lot of yardage yet to go to prove out that it doesn't have adverse side effects. We understand exactly what it's doing, and we can explain that and just make sure it has its the intended outcome. So a lot of, I think, deeper exploration, pushing these use cases while we're bullish on it. And we're going to be doing that a lot with our credit union partners in 2024.
Very cool. Yeah, I think that the AI hype cycle is kind of finally subsiding, and now we're kind of thinking about it more practically. And I think that's what's going to occur in 2024. So yeah, and you guys are right there on the forefront. So thank you for that. The third one I want to talk about is something that is just really affects all of our lives in many, many ways, is payments. Payments are really taking center stage right now in more ways than we can count. So share with me about, kind of the money movement options that are out there, especially with payments.
Right. So, payments has another level of potential, Mike, in terms of instant payments. So real time movement of money, it says almost like I'm handing you cash instantly. The transfer happens that seamlessly. Yeah. However, again, like an ecosystem that's evolving, instant payments has a lot to understand and think about. Every institution I talk to today, credit unions, community banks, they all want to receive funds instantly. Every biller wants to receive funds instantly. Not all of us want to pay instantly, because what's in it for us? Why do we care? And how do I, if I make a mistake, how do I correct that? Right. That's where the lab experience and the storyline of like, I can pay you instantly. That sounds great. But again, what happens when there's a mistake? How do I correct for I accidentally sent it to the wrong Mike Lawton. How do you get that back? And again, with real time, like the money will go instantly. It doesn't mean necessarily it comes back instantly. Mm-hmm. So we have to have an ecosystem model that surrounds the evolution here and allows people to know how to use it, not get enticed into friendly fraud scenarios. We've had that happening today with today's instant payment models. And that's where I think in 24, we're going to see a maturation and a development of, there's got to be a value proposition, right? Not just for one side of the equation. It's got to be two-sided. It's got to be a sender-receiver. And instant payments, I think, is going to have some rapid evolution. We're going to push with our credit unions in 2024 and prove this out.
Where does FedNow lie in all of this? What's their role in all of this? Obviously, that's the government's instant payment rails there. Where do you see that playing a role?
Well, I mean, they're obviously a major enabler, right? It's an awesome infrastructure. We love it. And there's a lot of people using it. But again, how you use it, right? It's like, we discovered plutonium, but what are we going to do with the plutonium, right? You have to harness it for a generation of power, for example, right? There's a whole lot that goes on with it. So I think the FedNow or alternative real-time networks, those are great enablers, right? But it's like, you've got to have to harness it and make it really practical for both members and institutions, because it really changes, everything we know about money movement, management, compliance and risk. I mean, just think about that. Like, we got to be on guard 24 hours a day for payment transactions. That historically, that's not been part of the culture of most credit unions.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. You're exactly right about that. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year as far as instant payments go, for sure. So yeah, and the headline in the press release that I got dealt with restoring trust and how these restore trust. So how will answering some of these trends help community financial institutions, again, credit unions in this case, restore trust from their audiences or for credit unions, their members? Because there's been some trust loss and it's been kind of regained. So it sounds like we're kind of yo-yoing in the trust department here. So, but how will these trends kind of restore the trust for a financial institution?
So, Mike, I would describe it as, I think trust is making a comeback. And when you look at like how much dynamic change all these trends represent, people like to go to trusted sources to experiment with them. I don't want to be the first one to use the space helmet on a spacewalk. Like, that's not the jam of most consumers, members, right? I want to go with one that's been tested a bit, proven. So you look to a partner who knows how to build that helmet and do that for you if you're going to take the spacewalk. And I think that's where credit unions really have the huge advantage, right? And so there's been a lot of experimentation, disruption from the fintechs and the like, and that's cool and good. Mm-hmm. But if you really wanted to adopt at mass scale across members, that's where the members come back to you. And it goes back to all the themes you and I talked about today of, yeah, I'm going to help you with wellness. I'm going to help you with new technology applications that better your life, better your wellness. We're going to do it in a customized, friendly, and efficient manner through Gen AI. And you put all these things together, I think that's how it comes back to, they're going to look to the credit unions more than ever, yeah, in this time of disruption and change rather than less.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, gosh, couldn't have said it better myself, sir. Yeah. I think if they can deliver on all these three and the other three as well, they're going to be sitting pretty for sure. So good stuff. Anything else here to add, Doug, before I let you get back to work here?
Just to wrap it up, Mike, I think, yeah, and again, like now more than ever, members need it, right? This anxiety level around finance is bad and getting worse. And so I say this is the time for us to act, identify it, see it. We got to use all of our tools at our disposal. We've got to understand members and look at real-time data to understand what's happening and where and how to reach out and connect with them, because it's more pivotal than ever. And and as you said, it comes back to trust. Now's the time to establish it, get it, and they need it more than ever.
Yeah, and keep it for sure. Yeah, well said, sir. Alrighty, sir. Doug, thank you so much for your insights today, and appreciate your time as always and all the hard work that you guys at NCOR Voyix do on a daily basis. We always appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you literally next year.
Indeed. February, I think. We're talking about GAC.
We're already talking about GAC. Are you kidding me? So yeah. So we'll look forward to seeing you there for sure. And if not sooner, we'll be talking to you guys. But happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff. And we'll see you. We'll see you in 2024. And again, thank you for this information. This is really vital stuff, I think. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.